KDOM Radio. It's time for the Coach's Show here on KDOM as we talk with area football coaches as well as Wyndham Volleyball here on the Coach's Show for the next couple of minutes. So stay tuned. We'll also be announcing the Wyndham Area Health Player of the Week here on KDOM. So stay tuned. Coaches coming up on the Coach's Show on KDOM.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
DeFreeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision, and fast. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Wyndham.
Back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of Mountain Lake Area Football. And, you know, Coach, going on the road, taking on a solid New Ulm Cathedral team and a tough one there last Saturday as you guys took the loss there 45-6.
Cathedral's a good football team, very well coached. We knew they were going to, you know, run the ball on us, and we tried a few different things to try to slow them down. We just weren't super successful with it, and offensively was a little disappointed in our run blocking. We weren't able to get really anything established on the ground and had to resort to throwing the ball a decent amount, and were able to connect with one good pass. We had a 60-yard touchdown by catch and run by Carson Wall. So overall, not the best game for us, but still just battling week to week.
Absolutely, and you know, a real tough one here coming up on Friday. Got the best team in the state in Hills Beaver Creek. You know, these two schools have a lot of history, and you know, have meant a lot in the playoffs. And you know, Mountain Lake has gotten the better of Hills. Hills has gotten the better of Mountain Lake. And, you know, a real tough one here coming up on Friday.
Yeah, they're number one in the state for a reason. I got to go watch them play Edgerton last week, and trying to remind myself what good football looks like and see what good programs do. So I made the trek down there, and Hills is just unbelievable. I mean, there's not too much you can even say other than they can do it all. Defensively, they swarm to the ball like crazy. Speed on the back end, beef up front, and offensively, they're a whole different beast. They got a receiver committed to SDSU and another kid as a sophomore who probably can go wherever he wants to play college football, and a bunch of other weapons as well, and a quarterback who's going to go play, you know, at the Division II level next year. So I'm not going to lie to you and say we're even on the same planet as them, because we're not. We're not even close. But I hope our kids can see what, you know, a team and a program where all the kids are committed from a young age and really buy into the weight room and the speed and agility training and all that kind of stuff, what it looks like. So, you know, we're just going to try to get better. I'd like to say we have this week already, but we had 11 out of our 16 kids at practice yesterday, so it might not be pretty Friday night, but I know the kids that, you know, are going to be there for us, they're just going to compete to the best of their abilities. So I wish I could give you, you know, some rah-rah speech, but where we're at right now, it's not even close to the level that Hills is. So we'll just try to move forward and get better and kind of survive the last couple weeks.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here every week on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
Family car's best friend. Fix it right, get on the road again.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football, and big win for you guys, Coach, on Saturday, and you know, headed into the matchup, you guys obviously expecting, you know, to put on a good performance, but anything can really happen on those games that are a little bit off on Saturdays. You know, it is a little bit different, but you guys able to go out and take care of Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart 76-22.
Yeah, you know, it was an untypically warm day for the first week in October. You know, I think we were pushing 90 degrees at kickoff time. So a little sluggish to start. Long bus ride, you know, all those things that go into that kind of thing on a Saturday morning. But I thought our kids, after the first possession, kind of rebounded and started to go through the rest of the game with a little bit more intensity and executed on both sides of the ball really, really well. And, you know, our running game was dominant again, and that's good to see going forward.
Absolutely. Taking care of business on the road on a Saturday is always good. But, you know, now it's a big matchup here coming up on Friday. It's a Wabasso team that, you know, the two communities have had, you know, some back and forth, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, a little history there between Wabasso and Red Rock Central. And, you know, this is a big game to kind of, you know, really see where you're at here towards the end of the year. Wabasso team that's ranked, or you guys ranked, and a chance to kind of, you know, go up against the Rabbits here for a section, or to kind of plant your flag at the top of the section.
Yeah, you know, I fully anticipate there being a fairly large crowd for a nine-man football game in southern Minnesota. It will be as close to playoff atmosphere as you can get in the regular season. You know, they're going to come with the attitude that they're going to try to establish their dominance over us again, and we have to try to find a way to make sure that we don't let that happen. I think our guys, it's a rivalry, but not really a rivalry, because our kids that are in the system right now have never played them in a football game, you know, with them being Class A for, the majority of their careers and coming down to nine this year. So, it'll be fun. It'll be a competitive game, with again, like you said, that potential to be the number one seed in the section on the line. And there's going to be ups and downs, and the game's going to ebb and flow, and you just got to be able to rally and battle through some of the adversity that comes in big spots, and hopefully we are ready to do that.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, good luck on Friday against Wabasso. Appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Justin Espenson at ThriveVent is here to help you assess your finances in retirement and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 1-877-408-4748.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove Football. And you know, Coach, we were there on Friday, a matchup against Heron Lake Okabena Fulda, and, you know, I think the score may be deceiving a little bit of how close that ball game really was in the first half, really back and forth throughout. And, you know, a turnover there before the half kind of gave the Coyotes a 10-point lead headed into halftime. And, you know, the second half, the Coyotes were able to kind of pull away. But, you know, a back and forth ball game, but you guys took the loss there 42-19.
Right, we knew it was going to be a tough game. They're huge. They've just had they played a gauntlet of a schedule, so we knew that it was going to be a tough matchup. And And, you know, we didn't get off to a very good start. First play of the game, our defense was a little bit out of line, and we just made some bad reads and let them go, you know, 60 yards down to the 5-yard line and scored on the second play. So right out of the gate, we were down 8-0. But again, you know, we've done this a couple times this year. Last year, we did it many times, and the difference is we were able to bounce back this year. So after going, you know, we got the ball back, we went 3 and out, had some chances to move the ball, we just didn't execute, and then we were able to stop them, and after a good punt return by Drew Swanson, we were able to score, or actually we got down to the goal line, didn't score, and then our defense held again, which was great, and we got good field position, and we were scored on a Connor Jacobs pass to Kyle Curry, make it 8-6. So at that point we felt pretty good. Aaron Lake started moving the ball a little bit, and then Tucker Crick was able to pick up a fumble and return it 60 yards for a touchdown to give us a 12-8 lead at that point. And they came pretty, like you said, they bounced right back, came back and scored to make it 16-12. And then we went on a nice drive and hit Pager when Jacobs found Drew Swanson in the back of the end zone, put us up, you know, and we kicked the extra point. So we're up 19-6 with 5 minutes to go. And we talked about this in film about making the plays to, you know, get you over the top. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. You know, we had them in a 2nd and 20, and with a 3-point lead, just under 5 minutes to go, and we let them out of that hole, and they went on to score. And then, like you said, we had that we're at midfield moving the ball to go into tie or take the lead at half, and we, you know, we fumbled the catch, so they were able to score before half and put us down 10. I felt that sequence, those two possessions, kind of turned the tides of the game. And the second half, they just used their size and wore us down, and the final score, I think, was 42-19. So, like you said, it was a closer game, and you know, we just didn't execute as well in the second half offensively, and they kind of wore us down defensively. So, you know what, we did some really good things. Too many penalties and turnovers combined. I think we had 5 offside penalties. That's just unacceptable. Two unsportsmanlike. That's unacceptable. And then two turnovers. One was, like you said, at the half, and the other one was when we were driving in the second half, still in the ball game, and just didn't execute a pitch and catch, and, you know, they got the ball. And, you know, who knows what happens if we go in and score on that possession. So a lot of good things, a lot of things we can clean up and work on, and, you know, we got to get ready for Edgerton next week, and that's going to be a tough one, and if we do those things, it's going to be really lopsided. So we got to clean that up this week. That's our goal. The penalties and turnovers, and that's our focus this week at practice.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you mentioned it a little bit there. You got Edgerton coming up here on Friday, a squad that, you know, is coming off their first loss of the season. They played, you know, a Hills Beaver Creek team that a lot of people believe is the number one team in the state. And Edgerton, you know, they're going to be coming out hungry, another really physical football club that you're going to have to go on the road and face here on Friday.
Right, and they're, you know what, I believe that they're probably a top 5 team as well. They were ranked 3 at the time, and I, you know, I don't know about the North, but I've seen them play enough. I watched them scrimmage, I watched them on tape, I've seen them live. You know, they're for real. They just ran into a buzzsaw in Hills Beaver Creek that night. For, you know, I think probably the speed of Hills kind of caught Edgerton off guard a little bit. Edgerton moved the ball on them, so yeah, it's going to be a tough matchup. You know, we've got a game plan designed to hopefully help us stay away from the middle of the field and their big guys. And, you know, if we can get around them or, you know, able to pass the ball with some efficiency, I think offensively, I think we can, you know, move the ball a little bit. Defensively, we just got to tackle and read the keys. You know, they're always moving. Their guards are pulling right, left, center's pulling, blocking down. So if we can read the keys, you know, hopefully we can slow them down a little.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you again here down the road.
All right, appreciate it, Zach. Thank you.
You bet. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience.
Member FDIC.
Extra Touch Auto of Wyndham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
KDOM Radio, it's the Coach's Show on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. We're halfway through here. It's time to announce the KDOM Player of the Week, the Wyndham Area Health KDOM Player of the Week. And this week, it is going to Heron Lake Okabino Fulda backup quarterback Kasten Clark stepping in and winning it for the Coyotes. With Brenton Erdman hurt on the sideline, Kasten Clark stepped up and started the game against Westbrook Walnut Grove and led the Coyotes to a victory. So congratulations to Kasten Clark, our Wyndham Area Health KDOM Player of the Week this week here for KDOM. We'll hear from his coach, Coach Curry, up next. So stay tuned here on KDOM.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okabino Fulda Coyote Football. And Coach, a big win on Friday against Westbrook Walnut Grove, going on the road. You know, backup quarterback in there, Kasten Clark, did a great job managing the game at the quarterback position. You guys going back and forth to start the game with the Chargers in the first half. You know, a few big plays here and there from both sides. But you guys able to get a turnover before halftime, punch it in, 10-point lead into the break, and then kind of took over from there and got the win 42-19.
Yeah, there's some. That was really big. You talked about the, you know, the turnover right before halftime, where we were able to get the fumble recovery and end up going to score. And I think that was really the turning point in the game in terms of allowing us to kind of come away with a more comfortable win. You know, just some weird stuff that happened in that first half, and some, you know, things that are not necessarily characteristic of how we play. And we talked about that at halftime, and like, hey, we got the weirdness out. We've done all the things we're going to do wrong, and then. Fortunately, we were able to kind of take control in the second half. And yeah, credit to, we got a lot of guys back from injury last week, and credit to Kasten to kind of stepping into Brenton's shoes. And then everyone, you know, picked it up when we ran the ball really well. And that's kind of our formula to win is getting movement up front and running the ball and giving our kind of talented stable of running backs the opportunity to get space.
Absolutely, you know, get able to get that win there on the road, and now get to come back home, and you know, a little bit of an emotional one as it is homecoming week for Heron Lake Okabena. You know, a chance for you guys to kind of build off of that win against Westbrook Walnut Grove. You got a Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman team coming in who, you know, is in a little bit of a similar situation record wise, but you know, a chance for you guys to get another win and try to stack some wins here headed in to the end of the season.
For sure, you know, it's always an, you know, added challenge with homecoming, but that brings excitement too. You know, a big crowd and things like that. I think it's going to be a beautiful night for football. And you know we got to be physical in the same way with Karina Huntley, Shane Truman. We've had some good battles over the years, and kind of the message is the same, like that it was with Westbrook, where you know it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be something that happens on the first play or the second play, but it's something that's going to take a grind and grind and grind, and then by the end of the game. We're going to look up the scoreboard, and you know, if we do what we're capable of, we're going to see what we want. So that's kind of the plan is just, you know, play by play. Let's go out and grind and kind of take the emotion out of it and just play a good football game.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Should be a lot of fun there in Heron Lake on Friday. Appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3398.
KDOM Radio, before we get into Wyndham football and Wyndham volleyball, I want to let you know a little announcement here that the Wyndham Community Center is closed tomorrow, Thursday, the 9th, due to construction. There will be no LSS congregate meals served, but Meals on Wheels will be delivered. Keep listening for updates through tomorrow. The Community Center appreciates your patience. Again, the Wyndham Community Center is closed Thursday, the 9th, due to construction. There'll be no LSS congregate meals served, but Meals on Wheels will be delivered. Talk with Wyndham head coach Wyatt Minion as well as Coach Fast, Wyndham Volleyball, up next here on KDOM.
BARC is your place to gather. The Business Arts and Recreation Center has unique and affordable rooms to rent, a performing arts auditorium, full-size gym, library, art gallery, recreation room, and more. Located in downtown Wyndham, BARC is near local shopping and dining options. Visit www.barkwyndham.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Minion of Wyndham Eagle Football, and a big win on the road, Coach, for you guys, the Sibley East team that, you know, is struggling a little bit this year, but always tough to go on the road, especially a pretty long road trip there to Arlington for you guys. But, you know, a few guys able to step up, fill some shoes, and you guys got the win there 28-20.
Yeah, it was a good long road trip, like you said. It was fun to get a win there. We were shorthanded, having a starter on the offense and defensive line down, you know, being shorthanded in our skill groups a little bit, but we showed some toughness and some fight, and Sibley East played really, really hard. I thought they played a really good game, but we were just good enough to come out with a win.
Yeah, big win there for you on the road, but another road trip coming up here this week. Friday, you guys are on the road in Le Sueur, taking on Le Sueur Henderson. And, you know, this is another game where, you know, Le Sueur has showed some flashes of being a really good football team, but also have shown some vulnerability throughout the season. A chance for you guys to kind of go on the road, build off this win against Sibley East, and try to pick up another road victory.
Yeah, this will be a good test for us here late in the season. You know, the Sewers had a really good year. They beat a lot of good teams, and they played Jackson really tough last week. So, you know, they're a pretty good football team. So it's going to take all hands on deck and executing our jobs and another long road trip. But hopefully we're kind of used to that now, 2 weeks in a row here, and we can get off the bus and play a really hard football game and see what happens.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you kind of talked about it there, a chance for you guys to kind of, you know, play some solid football. And, you know, it seems like throughout the year it's kind of been a balance for you guys of the run game and the pass game. And what's kind of the game plan here headed into Le Sueur Henderson as we get closer towards the end of the season? You know, obviously, you know, a lot of teams have kind of found that identity here at the end of the year.
Yeah. The key to success on Friday night for us is going to be continued balance in our run and a pass game. You know, we've done a pretty good job so far this year, and we just have to keep building on that. Try to be as efficient as we can when we pass the ball, and also when we run the ball, not try to get ourselves into too long of situations for down and distance. And then we need to be a little bit better with the ball and not turning it over. You know, the last couple of weeks we've been a little bit too sloppy for my liking, so it's going to be a test to see, you know, if we can limit those turnovers and then try to force a couple turnovers from Le Sueur too on Friday night. That's going to be huge to give us a couple extra possessions. So those are kind of some things I'm looking for to see our guys come out and execute on Friday.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we're excited to get out there, make that road trip with you on Friday. You can listen to the game on Hot Country 94.3 WyndhamRadio.com or the Hot Country 94.3 app. Appreciate your time, Coach. Good luck on Friday. We'll see you there.
Yep, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
American Family Insurance in Wyndham and Mountain Lake is looking out for what matters, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, your American Family agent. Please call us at 507-831-1711, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Fast of Wyndham Volleyball. And Coach, you guys have been really busy since we last talked here. You guys had a tournament this last weekend in Marshall. And, you know, it went pretty well for you guys, a 4-2 record overall. Can you talk just a little bit about how the tournament went, what you saw from your girls over in Marshall?
Yeah, we went 4-2. Overall, very pleased with how the girls have responded. You know, I played a lot of volleyball in a really short amount of time. Friday night ended up being a pretty late night. We played at 5:30, 7:30, and then at 8:30. We got beat by RCW, which is a very strong, solid team. They put really nice swings on the ball. They had great ball control. And we competed with them. And I was just overall pleased with how we responded to them. We turned around and beat GFW in two sets and then played Lakeview for the second time this season. First time we had lost to them. And then we ended up splitting with them because we only played two sets. But we lost. That's considered a loss for us because they beat us by point differential. And then turned around and got put in the brown bracket, which is like the silver bracket, what we would refer to it, tournament play on Saturday, and got to play Worthington again, who we had just seen, and then we played Redwood, and we beat both of those teams. And we got a third shot at Lakeview, and third time was a charm, and we were able to get that win finally over Lakeview. But we saw some really good things from the girls, responding to different positions, responding to serve receiving and different types of swings out of serve receive. The other thing that I'm just, we've kind of talked about how sometimes we don't play great at tournaments, and I feel as the girls really came focused and did their job though over the weekend. And it's also just a fun weekend. We stay up in Marshall, and it's just a fun time to be a team and hang out and do more than just volleyball.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, a good showing there in Marshall for you guys. And, you know, had to come right back here yesterday and on the road taking on, once again, Redwood Valley, a team you saw during that tournament, like you mentioned. But getting them in a five-set match this time on the road, and you guys able to take care of business and get the sweep 3-0.
Yeah, so, like you said, we got to see them on Saturday, and we had, you know, we learned a lot from Saturday, ways that we can, things we had to do on our side of the net to beat them and be successful, and, you know, how to utilize some of their side of the net to our advantage. And I'm really proud of the girls. We, you know, like you said, it was a really quick turnaround Monday. We didn't have a whole lot of time to break down Redwood very much. And like I told the girls, if we take care of the ball on our side of the net and eliminate our errors, we'll be successful. And in those first two sets, we did just that. You know, we served the ball well. There were some really, really long rallies that you could see the girls gradually, and not just, you know, both sides, both Redwood and Wyndham, just the girls gradually, like, oh boy, like those long rallies. And I was just really proud of how they, responded to those long rallies and battled through. And we won a couple of those. But third set, we dug ourselves a nice big hole. We were down at 1.5-15. And we had so many errors, between serving and hitting errors. We weren't taking care of the ball on our side of the net, and we kind of went away from the game plan. But I am incredibly proud of how the girls responded. We ended up getting it tied up at 16, thanks to our servers. And then we went back and forth, and then they got the lead, and I think at one point it was 19. We were down 19-22, and the girls rallied back, and we ended up getting that set 25-23, which, I mean, in the game of volleyball, when you're down 15-5, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, for sure. As we know, volleyball, you know, a lot of the time can be a game of runs and game of momentum, and you know, your girls able to fight back there in the third. And, you know, now we're coming down to the end of the season here. Just a few games left coming up here on Friday. A little bit of a special one over in Okabena, as it's here on the Okabena Fulda's homecoming. It'll be an afternoon game. I'm sure a lot of the school will be in attendance for that one. And then, you know, next week is kind of where things kind of wrap up. You got Springfield on Monday, Marshall in the Big South Conference Championship game on Tuesday, and then that following weekend, or that following Monday, is the final regular season, and seeding will be out at that point. I'm sure, you know, it's kind of surreal that we're already at this point, but what are some things you're looking for from your girls here, last final few games of the season, getting ready for the postseason play?
Yeah, like you said, it's surreal. You know, it feels like we just started preseason. I went home for Saturday night after the tournament and sat and reflected and couldn't believe that we're to this point already. But, you know, we've got some things we need to clean up. You know, we've talked about, you know, obviously keeping leads. There's times where we keep leads and then we, you know, like you said, volleyball is a game of runs. So just cutting back on those, the other team, our opponent, going on those runs. And then trying not to, you know, dig ourselves too big of a hole like we did last night in Redwood. And then, yeah, like you said, on Friday night we get to head to Heron Lake Okabena Fulda for their homecoming game. And we're lucky that our administration is allowing our 10th through 12th grade to come over and support us. And we're looking forward to that. And hopefully Heron Lake Okabena Fulda is too. And, you know, we remember that game from last year, and it's a pretty special event. But we've got some things that we need to take care of. We got to figure out how we're going to beat them. And then, yeah, like you said, we turn around and we go Monday, Tuesday next week. And we're tired. But we're also running on a lot of adrenaline and a lot of success. And that's all, you know, hats off to the girls for buying in and working hard and playing as a unit. And they're playing for each other. And it's been a pretty special season.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, it all kind of turns into a blur at this point, but a solid season so far, and we're excited to see how the regular season ends up for you guys, and obviously following you through the postseason. We appreciate the time, Coach, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of days, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hammers Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Windham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswindham.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show this time around. Again, every Wednesday at 5:15. There will be no show next Wednesday, as it is MEA week, and that means that we have football next Wednesday night. So we will still have some sports. It'll be Wednesday night football here on KDOM on Hot Country 94.3. Again, congratulations, Kasten Clark, your Windham Area Health KDOM Player of the Week. And also, info here for you, Windham Community Center is closed tomorrow, the Thursday, the 9th, due to construction. No LSS congregate meals served, but Meals on Wheels will be delivered. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. Keep listening for some classic country here on KDOM.